This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Get ready, because here we go with another great hour straight ahead here on Auto World. Dan Watson, the CEO of thelubepage.com, will be with us, as he is every week at this very same time on this very same station or live on GCNLive.com. Anytime Dan is with us, I always learn a whole lot, and I know you folks do as well. When it comes to being an expert in the realm of lubrication, that's what Dan is, with more than 25 years worth of experience and just an incredible wealth of knowledge across the board. You can learn a lot and save a lot of money by talking with and listening to Dan each and every week. Telephone-wise, if you'd like to call in with a question, we'll put you at the top of the list at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com or danwatson@thelubepage.com. Well, let's get right to it. I've been waiting all week to talk to this gentleman and find out some more great, valuable information. He is one of the largest AMSOIL distributors in all of North America, and here he is, Mr. Dan Watson. Dan, thank you so much for your time.
Great to be in here on this nice Sunday evening, Bob.
Absolutely, and thought it might be cool for you to remind folks about buying AMSOIL factory direct at discount prices. A lot of folks may not be aware of this.
Well, it's one of the things that I think AMSOIL offers that sets them kind of to the side is that everyone looks so many times at the cost of quality synthetic lubricants, and they go, well, that's pretty expensive, right? Well, actually, we do have a program, which is a factory direct preferred customer program, it's called. It's kind of like being a member of Sam's Wholesale, excuse me, or Costco, where you pay an annual fee and you're set up to buy at a discount level. Now, in AMSOIL, that works for $20 a year for an annual fee to send you a magazine, get you registered, all that kind of stuff, get a monthly magazine. And then you buy at approximately, give or take on different products, about 30% off of the standard retail price that's listed for internet sales when you go on the website. So it's a good deal. I mean, excuse me, I got a little cough tonight, Bob. If you look at when you're buying a case of oil that might cost $120, $130 for maybe $140 for a case of 12 quarts of premium synthetic oil from AMSOIL, well, if you knock that down by $30, you're saving yourself a good deal of money.
Yeah.
Recently, they offered a free shipping option that if your order is for $100 or more, it'll ship freight-free anywhere in the United States or Canada. So that's a pretty good deal. I mean, if you're really going to buy these products and buy any quantity at all, then that's a way to save some money. And, hey, you know, most other oil companies that sell comparable products offer nothing like that. There's no option to try to go factory direct for a better price.
That's definitely something we need to remind folks from time to time about, because as you just pointed out, you can save a significant amount of money and get the great products from AMSOIL direct to your door. So,
well, I would encourage people, if they hear me on the radio, to give me a chance to be their what we call in the business their sponsor for that preferred customer membership, because then they get my advice and my recommendations just absolutely free of charge. And most of the people that I've had for years that have been customers, even today, they continue, even though they're quite familiar with AMSOIL, they have been using it for years, they'll still call me off and on and say, hey, I got a new vehicle or a new piece of equipment, and I'm not absolutely sure which one of the AMSOIL products would be best for this application. And hey, they get my advice free of charge.
You can't beat the price, and you can't beat the advice. There's no question about it. As I said, Dan has more than 25 years of lubrication experience. He also was a naval nuclear propulsion specialist and has really just an incredible amount of information to help you folks out. So if you're hearing Dan for the first time, or if you're hearing him if you've heard him in the past, don't be a stranger. Participate. We'd love to get you in at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. In the last couple of weeks, Dan, I've gotten a couple of inquiries about folks wanting to start their own AMSOIL business, and might be a good opportunity for you to remind folks how that they can get in touch with you and you can help them.
Well, yes, the one thing in that is that I would encourage people that are interested in looking at the AMSOIL business opportunity to email me, call me, get in touch with me, because you need to know the ins and outs of that, and it's in your best interest to have a very good, highly qualified sponsor that can actually help you, coach you, mentor you, and answer both technical and business questions and really give you some help getting into the business and getting going, because it's a terrific business for a very low startup cost, and you can get involved, and that's what happened to me about 28 years ago, and I just can't thank AMSOIL enough for the opportunity. It's been a terrific ride all the way through. And so if you're out there and you're looking and you want to try to start some business on the side, you don't have to quit your day job in order to start your AMSOIL business, and you just need to make sure you get hooked up with somebody that can help you, and that they're not just going to get you signed up and then that's the end of it. So, hey, I've got references and people that would recommend me, so if you're interested in it, get in touch with me, and I guarantee you we can get you moving.
And telephone-wise, remind folks about the best number to get a hold of you, Dan.
It's always easy to get me at 800-370-2986. And as Bob says every week about that, don't be surprised if you don't get me on the call, but please leave the message with your name, your phone number, and your subject of what you're looking for or asking about. And I don't think I've missed getting back to anybody anytime recent. The only time would be if something goes wrong with the phones. I always get back to you, but believe me, I am a busy guy, so it might take me 24 to 48 hours to get back to you, but you'll get a return call.
And that's for sure. And of course, you can always email Dan Watts, thelubepage.com. Telephone-wise, we'd love to hear from you here at 855-660-4261. If you have a question about anything in the realm of lubrication and synthetics, we'd love to hear from you. And it doesn't have to be automotive-related or truck-related. It can be marine-related. It can be power equipment of multiple sources, or it could be ATVs, off-roading stuff. If it takes oil in some form or another, it definitely can be discussed here on Auto World with our man, Dan Watson. And we've got a bunch of questions that have piled up over the last couple of weeks. And when we come back on the other side, we'll begin with Terry in Salem, Massachusetts, and then we'll move on to a gentleman from Atlanta, but we would love to get you in via the telephone, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll help you out. There's no doubt about it. This is Auto World.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Dan Watson is with us from theleadpage.com. So if you've got a question about synthetic versus conventional oil, we would love to hear from you. If you have a question about anything in the realm of diesels or CVT transmissions, or if you have a question about some other type of equipment, snowblowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, motorcycles, scooters, whatever you've got, we can help you out. 855
800-480-4261. It's a really quick trivia question here, a Corvette question. The Corvette disappeared for a while during the 1970s and 1980s. What was the year that the Corvette returned in convertible offering form for the Chevrolet brand? And again, this would have been, it was cut in the 70s and it came back in the 80s. Whoever comes up with the answer to that question, we got a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. But we've got a question from Quentin. No, we'll take Terry first. Terry's in Salem, New Hampshire, and Terry writes to us, if petroleum oil is highly refined and has the correct additives, why can't you extend the oil change to as long as synthetic oil? It's a good question. It's logical, but there are some very good reasons why not.
Well, the problem is that the base stock, when it is petroleum, it can be easily susceptible to oxygen. I've tried to explain this before, and for the folks out there, we don't want to become chemists or anything, but recognize that oxygen in our atmosphere is a very reactive element. That's the reason why the what they call chalking paint on the side of the house actually chalked. It's because the oxygen is oxidizing the surface of the paint, and eventually little chalking things come off. And that's the way they make some of those flat outside paints. They're intended to do that. When you have rust, it is usually some form of oxygen participating within that rust, making something of an oxidation to start the process. So oxygen is just a reactive element, and it's going to react with a lot of things. Now, the hydrocarbons that are in that petroleum base, they are very susceptible to oxygen reacting with them. So what do we do about that? We can't just have the oxygen. By the way, oxidized oil is usually called sludge or varnish, okay? Forms a couple different things there when the oxygen gets in and does its thing. So we got to do something to stop that. In petroleum oil, what we use is an oxidation additive, and that additive is designed to basically protect the petroleum hydrocarbons from reacting with oxygen. However, that additive reacts with the oxygen instead. So you can imagine it, if you had, it's sort of like the little thing of playing toy soldiers. If you had 100 soldiers lined up to protect you against the evil oxygen soldiers, and they kept picking them off, pretty soon you run out of little soldiers, and now you're being attacked. So what happens in the oil is that you can put enough additives in there to protect it for a period of time, but it's going to use up those oxygen stabilizers. And particularly when the oil gets hot. When the oil gets really hot, it becomes much more susceptible to oxidation. So you start having to use a lot more oxygen stabilizing agents to protect it. And when it runs out, it's going to oxidize quickly. And when it oxidizes quickly, it's going to get real thick. It's going to turn into sludge, and it won't be any good. Now, when you move over to synthetic oils that are properly formulated, okay, they are inert. What does that mean? It means they do not have any reactivity to react with oxygen. So you don't really have to stabilize the base stock with an oxygen stabilizer to prevent it from being oxidized, because virtually it doesn't react. Now, true, all of them, somewhere out with the force of heat breaking the bonds and so forth, eventually it will start reacting some with oxygen. But compared to petroleum, that's probably going to go 8 to 10 times as long as the petroleum base stock before it becomes reactive with oxygen. So when we look at this question, it says, why can't you just run this petroleum oil long, just like you do the synthetic oil, if you put enough additives into it? Well, that question's actually true, but you'd probably have to put an equal quart of oxygen stabilizing chemical to a quart of hydrocarbon base stock for it to be able to go the distances we're talking about. It just can't do it. It is a natural refined product that is reactive to oxygen in its natural state. So we have to put oxygen stabilizers in it to stabilize it, and those stabilizers will run out. When they do, it'll become very reactive with oxygen and become sludge and varnish. The synthetic, in fact, there's different levels of synthetic, but let's just say in general, the properly formulated synthetic is inert, means it does not react with oxygen, and it will go a long time before it has any reaction with oxygen. So does that answer make sense to you, Bob?
Yeah, it most certainly does. And, you know, there's nothing like technology, and you can certainly see what it's done to so many different industries, and the automobile industry. It's just been revolutionized with the power of today's computers, with the chemistry that's available for scientists. It truly is, as I've said many times, this is the golden age.
Well, and the thing about the lubricants, I tell people just exactly what you're saying, is that we're not driving your great-grandfather's car, so we don't need to use your great-grandfather's lubricant, okay? The lubricants have been modified, enhanced, and improved significantly over the past 50 years, and so we need to make sure that for these marvelous machines that we drive, that they also have the correct marvelous oil to protect them. That's why big companies like Toyota, they are synthetic bumper to bumper, and every car that comes off their finish line is going to have synthetic in everything that gets lubricated. So this is the future. All these cars in the future will be 100% synthetic. And it, the ones that aren't now, it's probably just a choice to try to, they think sometimes that the consumer would be put off if you told them that they had to use synthetic engine oil. So, because all of the car companies would recommend it bumper to bumper, except some don't think it would be a good marketing thing to do that.
Very good, Dan. Absolutely. Very interesting question has filtered in, and this one is from Atlanta, Georgia. When we come back on the other side, we'll field that one. We still got the trivia question out there. It's an easy one. And we'd love to have you solve the riddle. The Corvette convertible went away in 1975. And it didn't return for a while, but it did return. And, of course, you can get a new Corvette today at 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261, plus all your lube questions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says the president is required by law to respond to Congress on who killed Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Murphy tells CNN's State of the Union host Jake Tapper.
His intelligence services are telling him that Mohammed bin Salman was responsible, and because either of a personal relationship he has or a business relationship he has with Saudi Arabia. He is declining to make that finding to Congress.
Saudi officials insist the journalist was murdered by a rogue team of Saudi agents not acting on the prince's orders. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on 17 Saudi officials. Negotiations have bogged down over funding for a border wall, with Democrats now trying to limit the number of detention beds that ICE agents would have access to. It's an attempt to limit aggressive detention activities by ICE. Democrats are still looking at only $2 billion or less for a wall, far below the $5.7 billion the president wants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine? Drive your automobile down the highway, man, on the road. Drive that automobile down the man on the road. Who's that? That's the police. You better drive it careful on this highway road.
Yes, we are back here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Dan Watson joins us from theloopage.com. And we got a question here from a gentleman in Salem. No, we got the gentleman in Salem, New Hampshire. We had Atlanta. Yes, it's Quentin in Atlanta. And Quentin writes to you directly. Dan, do you recommend oil additives? Are they worth the money?
Boy, I have to make sure that I disguise my voice, you know, so the oil additive guys don't come after me. But if you have a properly formulated oil, they're usually worthless, okay? Now, you can have some of these oils that are so cheap in their additive package that if you put in an oil additive, for example, at one time, I haven't looked at it that close, but STP used to have an oil additive, which was really just extra additives that would be in regular oil put into a 30-weight base in the bottle, and you poured that in, and what you were doing, you were enhancing the additive package, those oxygen stabilizers, anti-wear additives, and things that should have come in your original oil, but they didn't, so you put that in, yeah, you could get some improvement in the actual performance. Now, unfortunately, we've had lots of crazy stuff out there on additives, and what you have to understand as a consumer is that there is no American Petroleum Institute or Consumer Protection Agency that tests and verifies additives. In other words, you can look on a quart of oil and it'll say that it has a classification rating according to the American Petroleum Institute. The current one is SN for gasoline engine oils and CK4 for diesel oils. But if you look on those additives, there's nobody certifying them because nobody takes responsibility for them. So in the truest sense, those products are buyer beware because nobody else is saying that stuff does anything except the people that put it in the bottle. Now, they might have a conflict of interest in telling you that that's the finest stuff. They kind of remind me of when you see the old Gunsmoke Westerns and stuff like that, and some guy will come into town with a wagon, and it's got Dr. Jones, a super elixir or something, and everybody laughs because they know he's selling, you know, some kind of Marvel stuff that is nothing really except something mixed up in the wagon. So you really have to be careful with this stuff. And they sell a lot of these kind of additives. And I just tell the customers, if you buy a properly additized quart of oil that you can rely on, it will do the job. And a lot of times those additives may even interfere somewhat with its proper function. Because remember, you can only get so much stuff to the surface of the metal to actually perform a lubricating duty in that place. It's sort of like there's only so much room on the surface, and you want the stuff, the proper stuff, to be on the surface of the metal to give lubrication. And if you get some other stuff coming in there that's not really that good, and it removes some of the stuff that is good, then you could have less lubrication than you had before you started. So you've got to be careful. That's all I can say. I will say this. I do not think they're worth the money. I think you're wasting your time with most of them. I think that the PTFE products in particular, the Teflon products, are just completely useless. Even the company that makes the Teflon, DuPont, came out with a letter years ago that said that you can't really plate or do anything with this Teflon on a surface unless that surface is acid clean of all petroleum residue. And then you heat it to 700 degrees, you might get the Teflon to actually plate out there. Otherwise, it's just flowing through the system as a very, very fine particle. And more times than not, it clogs up oil galleries and starves bearings for oil. So, not a good thing. So, I don't recommend additives. And I think that anyone that's going to use an additive should do their homework and really check those things out before you use it, because sometimes they can be detrimental to the health of your engine. I'll just let it go with that. So what do we got next, Bob?
All right, what we got next here, Dan, is my computer giving me some trouble, so here we go. We've got Portland, and John is listening in Portland, Oregon, KPAM, and he writes, do European cars use different oil than AMS oils than American cars? And let's see. I have a BMW, and my wife drives a VW TDI. That's the turbo diesel that is so very, very well done. What about those European vehicles compared to traditional American vehicles, Dan?
Well, his question, you could look at it and answer it two ways. Actually, the first you could say is, do they use different oil? No, it's the same hydrocarbon-type oil. But then again, yes, it is rated differently, so it has different requirements. In the United States, we try to do an API rating of one shoe fits all. You know, API SN, that's going to be everything that's required. Unfortunately, what that gives us here in North America, it gives us a minimum standard, because that's what the API SN is. It's a minimum standard you have to meet for the oil to meet the classification required by the manufacturers in the cars that they call it for. Now, the Europeans have five levels of oil certification, not one. So you may have a, call it a fifth level top-of-the-shelf requirement for a Mercedes, where you might have a lower certification of oil that they're running in a Renault or something. I'm not picking on Renault. I'm just saying that the different manufacturers can call out different levels of performance they want. And that performance includes such things as being compatible with these super expensive pollution control systems that are on these European cars. They have very, very tight standards for pollution control. So they put some sophisticated exhaust systems on these cars, catalytic converters and a variety of other types of things. And so what happens is if the oil's not compatible, they're saying you could get some of the zinc and phosphorus carried over into those systems, poison those systems, and then you'd have to replace them. And I know one particular case with a Mercedes-Benz that it was over $20,000 to replace the exhaust system because somebody had run some really cheap oil that carried over into the secondary. So the Europeans have a different standard. It's called the ACEA instead of the API. Now, sometimes we can cross over and cover that with some of our API ratings. In some cases, we can't. So what you have to do is be careful to follow your owner's manual for those European cars for the recommended oil that you can use. Now, I'm not talking about a name brand. I'm talking about the recommended classification. And a lot of times they may have that ACEA rating in there, or they may have crossed it over if there is an American or North American spec that will satisfy it. But if you have a European car, you need to make sure that you're using a European certified motor oil.
Very well said. Liz in Florida will be up next, and we're getting some guesses here on the Corvette when it came back. 1984, no, not correct. 1982, not correct. 1981, not correct. 855-660-4261. Give us a call. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite .com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
If you've got any lubrications questions for Dan Watson, now would be a great time to get in. 800-555-855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com. Also have the trivia question above. The Corvette convertible went away due to safety concerns for model year 1975, but made a triumphant return a little while later. What was the year of the return of the Corvette convertible? 855-660-4261. Now we go to Liz in Florida, and she writes us, can I use regular oil in my inboard, outboard ski boat? My neighbor says I have to use marine engine oil, and I don't understand why, since it is a GM 350 motor, just like the one back in my truck. Please settle this argument. So she's got a little bit of an argument with a neighbor on this.
Well, this is an area which bears a little light, shall we say, exposure. A lot of people will just go down to the parts store, buy some motor oil and use it in their 350 GM marinized motor that's in that ski boat or any other boat that has a regular V6 or V8 engine that's with an outdrive. Pretty common setup on a lot of boats. Here's the problem. When you drive your car, everybody think about this for just a minute. A car's got this wonderful transmission. As we know, Bob, some of them today go up to 10 gears. They've gone crazy. It's got so many gears in these transmissions. And they're wonderful instruments because your car can be driving down the road at 70 miles an hour and be doing 2,000 RPM or less, sometimes maybe 1,800. All right. And so that would be your long distance. You take off and you're driving from 200 miles from one city to the next, and the average 2,000 RPM for that period of time. Well, you take that boat, and I know all you guys out there driving boats, you have to admit it, you got two speeds. Stop, or idle, if you will, and full blast. There's just none of you that run it in the middle, you know. So you're either doing 750, 800 RPM, or you're doing 4,500 to 5,000. And if you're running any distance, pulling skiers, doing whatever you're doing. You may do that for 20, 30 minutes at a time, then drop those skiers, pick up some more, and go for 20, 30 minutes again at 4,500 or 5,000, or some of these boats even run 5,500. It depends upon what the engine is and so forth. So here's the difference. I can't expect the same lubrication quality to protect a 350 engine that I now want to run at a constant 4,500 RPM versus one that I'm running at 2,000 RPM. And to make these motors actually work, they are what they call marinized, what the company like Mercury or Outboard Marine, whoever these guys are, they bring these motors in and they put a different camshaft system in them. Because we would have called it back when I was a kid, oh, you got to put a racing cam in, or you got to put a, we call them a three-quarter racing cam, or, you know, these different things. And what it just means is that the valves have to open and close, and you can't float the valves, meaning they never got closed. So you have to use a system where the camshaft is capable of operating the valves correctly, even at a constant 4,500 RPM. Now, remember, like I said, your automobile doesn't do that. It might, if you're some kid and you've got a manual transmission and a hot rod, you might crank that thing up to 6,000 RPM before you finally shift the gears and so forth. But it's just there intermittently. And in fact, if you held it there very long, it'd probably float the valves, okay, and wouldn't run. So you've got to take this marinized engine seriously. It has a different camshaft in it. It's more or less almost like running a, what we would call a racing engine around on the lake, because it's got a system which is more designed for high performance than your standard car. So in the oil industry, they have a test that is used to test for these high performance situations. It's called high temperature shear, okay? And the idea is to determine how well that oil is protecting at high temperatures and high RPM. And so you have to have a higher number in that category for an oil to be called a racing oil or to protect a marine engine that's running at constant high RPM. So when you buy that regular oil, which wasn't designed for that, and you put it in at those high RPM that engine's running, there's a good chance that you're going to have constant cam wear. It's not going to protect the cam. Now, years ago, you could get away with it a little bit better because we had such high volumes of zinc and phosphorus in the oil. But today, for automotive engine oils, we've had to reduce that by the EPA standards. And so when you come over to a marine engine oil, we can still run high zinc, phosphorus. We can run high temperature, high shear ratings on the oil. And that's why we call it a true marine-grade oil. It needs to be a true marine-grade oil, not one that's just labeled that way. So I'm telling you, you can pay extra money for something that doesn't exist. But the AMSOIL makes some 100% synthetic, high-performance marine engine oil at very high temperature, high shear. And now the second thing you want in a marine engine oil is you want actual rust and corrosion control, because always these marine engines, they're right on the surface of the water. They pull a lot of humidity into the engine. And so you have to be careful with that high humidity of creating situations which would promote rust and oxidation. So you want an oil that is rated high in its rust and oxidation resistance. And that's one of the things that you should see in a marine engine oil, that they should be able, if you go online and find their technical information, they should have great high temperature, high shear numbers, and they should have excellent anti-corrosion ratings, because that's something you specifically need for an engine on the water and a high-performance, high-RPM engine. So to settle that question, that is true, is yes, you do need to run a true marine engine oil. But finding one that is a true marine engine oil, you're going to have to be pretty careful on. And I will just tell you this. Sometimes you run out of looking and you might have to buy some marine engine oil that has the same name on the label of the oil that it has on the engine you're putting it in. Okay? I'd prefer you came and got an AMSOIL product, but in all honesty, if you're having trouble doing that, you look and see if you've got a mercury system, then mercury inboard, outboard, mm-hmm. If you can find some mercury oil that says that's what you put in that engine, because they know they need a marinized oil, and they're the ones putting the warranty on it, so that's one way to do it. But do not put standard off-the-shelf automotive engine oil in your marine engine. And that's the end of that question, Bob.
Excellent. Let's move on to Jack in Atlanta, Georgia. And Jack sent us a note a little while back, and this is what Jack writes. Why are so many of the newer cars calling for 20-way oil? Will it damage my car by using 30-weight oil? There's a lot of confusion about this.
Yeah, we get this question all the time, and we got a little time to answer it, not much, but I'll hit it quickly. If you're going to use a 20-weight oil, make sure you use a high-quality synthetic. Okay, don't use anything unless you know it's a high-quality synthetic. And there's some different people that have them, but I would recommend either AMSOIL 0W20 or Mobil 0W20, okay? Now, the reason for this is that 20-weight oil is getting really close to, you just can't even use anything unless it's synthetic in these engines. The engine, the thermostat of the car runs about 205. Oil runs 35 to 70 degrees hotter than the water thermostat temperature. So you're running oil 235 to 270. Petroleum engine oil as a 20-weight oil, its upper level operating band is 240 degrees. So you can go past that really quick, and when you do, the oil is going to break down, it's going to oxidize easy, and it's going to lose viscosity protection. So you just can't do that. Run a high-quality synthetic, the AMSOIL 0W20, and you can exceed 300 degrees, and it's not even going to say ouch. Okay, now, run a 0W30 from AMSOIL. It'll cover you, it'll give you better protection, and it'll never be a problem for your variable valve timing system that most of you guys have with those 20-weight oil applications.
So important. Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. Thank you, Dan.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right. For life, every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub Treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub Treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.